Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Do you remember an old TV show from the mid-1960s called Get Smart? Maybe you've seen it, maybe you've seen it on the reruns. Well, it was a comedy starring Don Adams, who played the character of Maxwell Smart, a bumbling detective whose job it was in each episode to try to foil the enemy's plots to take over the world. But unlike his name, Smart, Maxwell Smart was anything but smart. He was constantly trying to figure out how to solve the latest crime by taking foolish risks that usually landed him in some kind of trouble. His much smarter sidekick, called Agent 99, played by Barbara Feldon, would often bemoan, "Oh, Max," when his foolish ideas would fail. To which Maxwell Smart would famously reply, "Missed it by that much," with his thumb and forefinger just slightly apart. Well, that Maxwell Smart character certainly had enthusiasm for his job, but he lacked wisdom for how to do it well. Now, as part of a comedy TV show, well, that was perfect. But in real life, enthusiasm is a poor substitute for wisdom. The good news for us regarding wisdom is what James wrote and what we are using as our 2019 verse of the year, that if any of us lacks wisdom, we should ask God, who gives it to us generously and without finding fault, and it will be given to us. You see, God speaks to us and instructs us in wisdom throughout His Word, and in particular the book of Proverbs. God specifically gave to us as a book of wisdom. The words wise and wisdom are used at least 125 times throughout the book of Proverbs, according to Bible commentator Warren Wiersbe. And the purpose of Proverbs is to help us acquire and apply God's wisdom to our daily decisions in our daily lives in order to direct us to, well, get smart. Warren Wiersbe writes that Spanish novelist Cervantes defined a proverb as a short sentence based on long experience. I love that, don't you? A proverb is a short sentence based on long experience. So, you might remember a few weeks ago I challenged us to begin reading one chapter a day in Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs, which fits neatly into most 31-day months, so that we can have that short sentence based on long experience on a daily basis. Now, if you've begun that, started to read through Proverbs once a day, you don't have to read far into Proverbs to find what most Bible scholars call the key verse, the hinge point in the book of Proverbs that everything else is based upon. And it's in the very first chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 1:7 is the key verse in Proverbs and the key verse of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. The fear of the Lord, that's a phrase that we've heard before. Now, again, those who may be newer in their walk with the Lord may sometimes step back a bit when they hear the phrase, the fear of the Lord, thinking, should we be afraid of God? Is that the kind of God that we have a relationship with, to be afraid of? But let me share this from Warren Wiersbe, the Bible commentator. He says this, quote, "If we truly fear the Lord, we acknowledge from our hearts that He's the Creator and we're the creatures. That he's the Father, we're his children. That he's the Master, we're the servants. It means to respect God for who he is, to listen carefully to what he says, and to obey his word, knowing that our disobedience displeases him, breaks our fellowship with him, and invites his chastening. To fear the Lord is a reverential and respectful fear of the child before the parent. The fear of the Lord, respectful and reverential, obedience and respect. So as we begin our year of purposefully seeking and applying wisdom to our lives, we begin by recommitting ourselves to reverential respect for the Lord, by listening to his word, obeying his word. For this is the beginning of wisdom. And those who have wisdom also have greater influence in the lives of others. John Maxwell has written, quote, "Wisdom can be a leader's best friend, because it carries heightened influence with it." So, as we continue in our study of wisdom, I'll be sharing wisdom over the next number of weeks, of course, from God's Word, but also from a book by Carol Kent entitled Becoming a Woman of Influence. And I urge you to order a copy of Carol Kent's book, Becoming a Woman of Influence, to follow along over the next several weeks as well, as we seek wisdom and carry with us a greater level of influence. So praise God that if any of us lacks wisdom, all we have to do is ask God, who gives it generously to us without finding fault, and it will be given to us. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.